I'm Mildred, alcoholic. And through the medium of AA, I've been sober since September 48. Most of you have seen the first folder sent out by the Tyler Conference Group, and therefore you know that the woman speaker scheduled for tonight was our Esther. Esther, who was the first woman AA member west of the Mississippi. We don't have any title or rank or top brass in AA. If we did, I expect we people of Southern AA would perhaps call Esther our First Lady. Every time I've ever heard Vern talk, somewhere along in the talk, he said this, "God bless Esther." And I say now, God bless Esther. Let's give her a hand. Now, I want to correct Vic on one thing that always rather amuses me. You city women, alcoholics, you may have been able to pursue your alcoholism with some degree of anonymity. I'm a country woman myself, and we country women and small town women haven't a chance. Everything over 2 years old in South Texas knew that I drank and when the drunks ended. So there was no stigma to my coming into AA. I was so glad that at long last I'd found a way out of the trap I was in. The big book, which was published perhaps a dozen years ago, says this, that of all the people who at that time had approached AA, perhaps 50% of them were agnostic or atheistic. This is just one little thing. I myself, being agnostic and lacking completely in a God consciousness, found. I was pretty much disconcerted when I was told and read in the big book that my recovery depended absolutely on a spiritual experience. Some pretty wise people there in Dallas had me in hand, though, and they didn't make a great point of it. They said that it was not necessary that I at that time believe. It was only necessary that I be willing to believe. And remember this, if there's any new person in the house that's being sort of stymied by this business of not having his God by him at the moment, they told me this: don't try to solve your spiritual problem by any intellectual process. It will solve itself. You just be willing. I think perhaps sometimes our success in this business of being sober AAs depends upon the intensity of our desire to get out of whatever sort of life our alcoholism had led us. That spiritual part of it especially frightened me. I imagine most of you were this way. You didn't ask for help from AA because you were worried about your hereafter. You didn't give a hoop about the development of your spiritual self. You wanted physical sobriety. Just that. And even that seemed as far away from the moon to me. Roy last night spoke of the first step and the mental reservation we sometimes make. And I got to thinking during his talk, if I had been able at any time during my first year of sobriety to be absolutely honest with myself, and I was not able to be completely honest with myself, had I been asked to state my position clearly on the first step, perhaps I would have said this: admitted that I was powerless over alcohol and that my life had become unmanageable when I was drinking. I think I would have qualified that. Most of us alcoholics have an arrogance of spirit, a false pride that's very difficult to break down. I had not in my life been a petty waste sort of person. I had shouldered and discharged, as capably as I knew how, many responsibilities at one time or another. I considered myself a stout fellow, my judgment good. When there was a breakdown in a human relationship, all of this, mind you, before my alcoholism, when there was a breakdown in a human relationship, I was not aware that I had contributed to that breakdown. I was perfectly honest in that opinion. Stayed that way till I had been sober, perhaps a year. You see, we alcoholics, when we first come into this deal, Our sensitivities have been more or less blunted. We've abused them in ourselves, in our consciences, in our bodies, in our minds, in our souls. We're able to discern the big rights and the big wrong, but we have to get pretty far away from that last crank before our perspective is acute enough to start really seeing ourselves as we were, not only while we were drinking, but before we were drinking. It took me perhaps 15, maybe 18 months, I don't know, to become so completely disillusioned about me, Mildred, that I could start, in any sense of the word, the real rehabilitation, which is our aim. And our aim is so incredibly high that we could never reach it. But it's something to shoot at. And as Tim said today, I had to get square down on my knees, literally and figuratively. All illusions gone. And see, not only those things in my alcoholic years, and things done while I was drunk or drinking, or hungover, or remorseful, or any of those things, but for years back, those things in me which had to do with my becoming an alcoholic were coloring my life and my thought and my actions, and I never knew it. And I never would have known it had I not become an alcoholic. Bob and I have a very dear friend who makes a long and beautiful talk on this quotation. Know the truth, and it shall set you free. Well, in the last analysis, that's what we alcoholics, we successful AA members do. If we're honest, and we try, and if we want to stay sober worse than anything in the whole world, we shall eventually uncover the truth about ourselves. Some of you are more fortunate than I. Maybe those truths weren't piled as deeply under the subconscious mind as mine were. But if we try diligently enough, they shall at long last be uncovered. And how much more fortunate we are than the, shall I say, more normal individual who rocks along his way, and maybe his character faults are just as acute in a different direction than ours. But he isn't forced by an emergency, by a crisis produced by drinking, to do something about it, as we do. After we get enough physical sobriety behind us to even begin to envision the things that made us drink or that contributed to our drinking to start with, then we are certainly going to have to do something to change those things, or else we will not be able to have a sustained sobriety. I look back and I don't see how, in the name of God, I stayed sober that first year or 15 months. I do know, too, I didn't have a God consciousness. I told you that. It came with me very, very slowly, and I think perhaps with most of you it comes slowly. But I had a hand on my shoulder. That's the only way I came through, because I was so slow to discover these things about myself. And if any of the rest of you are faced with that same problem, don't give up, don't be discouraged, and don't reach for that bottle. Because I think perhaps there must be others like I am. I know I was slow, but bound to be other slow ones too. In that first year, or those first months, or whatever, until you can come to a real realization of yourself as a person, use any trick you have to, any subterfuge, any device, anything, to keep that physical sobriety until such time as you can figure out things for yourself. I sometimes wonder whether even we slightly older members, I'm talking like I'm a damn great bit, use all the resources that are available to us. There's everything that I need or you need in your closest AA group and in your 12 steps to keep you sober. Any amount of insulation against emotional upheavals, upset, tragedy, any of those things we can get help for. You know, alcoholism, our part of alcoholism is divided into two phases. The first phase has to do with active alcoholics, and we all know that beyond seeing that he's cared for physically or put where he can't be hurt there isn't a great deal we can do for him until he sobers up. So perhaps 98% of our work in AA, our 12-step work, has to do with the sober alcoholic who's trying to stay that way. Has to do with the state of mind, keeping it so that that terrible insanity, which must precede our drinking, does not take over. So use all those resources. We say that we are bound together by common strength and experiences. When I run out of strength, I'll borrow yours. And I'll be so happy to lend mine when you need it. Thank you.